St. Stephen, the first martyr, pray for us. But Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes one asks why St. Stephen's Day is kept directly after Christmas. Here we were at Christmas, and all was sweetness and joy and peace, and the birth of the Savior, and the angels and the shepherds, and then the next day come crashing stones and conflicting accusations and the shedding of blood. To die by stoning must be a particularly gruesome experience. And here is only the second day of our Christmas. Well, of course, St. Stephen died on this day. He died the day after our Lord was born. His feast day reminds us that our Lord is born to die for our sins. There is a traditional explanation that is given for the first three feast days of the Christmas octave. They're all about the allegory of martyrdom, how it is that St. Stephen had the fullness of martyrdom as the first martyr. He died in his will, his intention, and he died by shedding his own blood physically. Then tomorrow comes the feast day of St. John, who died only by will. Our Lord didn't intend for him actually to die as a martyr. He was miraculously delivered from the cauldron of boiling oil in Rome. And then the Holy Innocents come on Saturday, and they shed their blood for Christ, but they were babies, and so they couldn't form an act of their own will. But because they were killed out of hatred for Christ by Herod, they are considered as martyrs and indeed very great saints in heaven. But if we continue our Christmas with a little flower, not a bad idea in any case, St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, we can perhaps see these today's feast day in the light of conversion, especially that second conversion of charity. Remember, she said she was full of happiness because on that Christmas midnight of her 13th year, charity filled my heart, she recalls. And so there are perhaps three types of conversions that we could consider. The early Christians at Jerusalem converted Jews either from the local community or from the dispersion. They symbolize perhaps those who are converted, and because they have the Catholic faith, they certainly have charity. But when you get right down to it, they're lacking in fraternal charity. Ever a problem throughout history and throughout one's life for the life of the church in any age. And so even though they're full of grace and truth and they've seen miracles and they've known the Savior personally, they unworthily fall to fighting amongst themselves, claiming the distant Jews, the Jews from the dispersion who were born in Gentile lands, that their widows were being neglected in the distribution of food because everybody lived together in a sort of a community life, which is not always terribly successful on a practical note. So they had faith, but they were lacking in charity. They needed that conversion of charity. And then there were those who had neither, secondly. That is to say, the Jews who killed our Lord, they were not converted, or we would rather say they were not yet converted. They didn't have any faith at all. They were still Jews, and they had no charity at all. And St. Luke writes about them that their hearts dried up within them, withered within them, like withered, cracked, dried dirt. They wouldn't accept our Lord's divinity that was so charitably and beautifully preached to them by St. Stephen. Amongst them, not yet converted, not yet, was Saul, who held the garments of the Jews, who took off their cloaks so that they could more easily stone Stephen and put him to death for his proclamation of Christ's divinity. And yet some of that blood splattered on him, and because of that, as Tertullian says, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, and he was himself converted to become the greatest apostle and missionary of all time. And then, thirdly, for conversion, there is today's saint, the crowned one. Truly, he is crowned, Saint Stephen is, because he has both faith and that double charity, the love of God and the love of neighbor, which our Lord imposes upon us, which he gives us. That is to say, he believes in our Lord 100%. He receives the Holy Ghost again and again in the sacraments. He proves his fraternal charity by gently, sweetly, and fairly taking over a controversial position in the community. He makes sure everyone gets enough to eat. That's always just sort of a basic, isn't it? You have to do that. And then at the same time, his zeal, his charity is such that it overflows. And so when he's not waiting on tables, he finds time for preaching. And that's what gets him into trouble and leads him to die as a martyr. He received the Holy Ghost, especially at his diaconate, as well as at his baptism and confirmation. And the Holy Ghost work, his presence in him, was not in vain. Behold conversion. Let us ask St. Teresa for the grace, as we continue to celebrate this beautiful Christmas, for the grace of any kind of a conversion of which we may stand in need, as God the Holy Ghost may see. May the strength of our faith be matched by the sweetness of our charity. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.